If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Fucking, fucking.
I think we're going to stop.
What the hell is going on?
China!
They're eating the dogs.
I love cats.
They're eating the cats.
We'll execute the baby.
They're eating the pets.
I have concepts of a plan.
As a raise,
you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
I'm really rich.
I love Tesla.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven. It goes drip, drip, drip. These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Very successful. Very rich.
I'm really rich.
Make America great, bitch.
I don't want your life.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like
I'm
that.
I'm moving more into the whites.
I love Tesla.
Thank you.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
Everyone that bought a Cybertruck is driving around and now being like,
I was thinking about that the other day.
$100,000 you can drive around in that ugly hunk of crap.
Oh, it's really a... Well, yeah, but why would they regret it? Like, you knew what it looked like.
Well, I kind of feel like there's not very much buyer's remorse. They're into it, bro.
Really?
Yeah, those guys are, maybe.
Like,
but what about just the regular Tesla people? I was thinking about them the other day. Like, if you bought a Tesla before Teslas were toxic to some people, how do you feel now?
I've seen some bumper stickers that are like the anti-Elon Tesla club, or I bought this before I knew what who he was, and stuff like that. So there's a little bit of that going on.
I just
over the line.
Sorry, that was hot.
Yeah, like hot. I just think like with the Cybertruck, is that going to be like the worst resale vehicle, or is that like seriously?
Yes.
Regardless of whatever you think of Musk, whatever, like that is
right.
That is the ugliest thing.
The worst thing ever on the market.
Ever on the market.
Ever.
And I get it. It was unique and it was different and you bought it, but like they're hunks of crap.
It's ugly and it's not functional. Apparently it doesn't do anything a truck should do.
No. So I wonder if you bought that thing and they are expensive. If you're just sitting around right now being like, man.
I don't think you are because you knew what it looked like.
Yeah.
It's not like it changed.
No, but I think it's easy to get caught up in something because it's so unique and so different. It's like when you're it's a trend. Like you started wearing your pants backwards because crisscross will make you jump. And then like 6 months later, you're like, what the hell am I doing? I feel like when I see someone rolled up on me today in this big black Cybertruck, like matte black.
What the hell is going
and
on?
And it just rolled by me, and I just thought to myself, dude, that is the ugliest hunk of crap. And I wish, because I don't know anyone that owns one, I wanted to, like, roll down my window or just, like, I'd be able to, like, talk to that person and be like, why? And do you regret it, or is that person like, hell yeah?
Do we have any Cybertruck drivers listening to us right now?
Please, and like, I'm not here to judge it. Just let me. Like, do you like it? Do you? Because look, I've had it before where I bought a car. Like I bought one in November or October of last year, and I really like my car. There's things about it that are better, a little things that are worse, but we all have that where you buy a car and sometimes you love it, sometimes you hate it, or sometimes you're in the middle. I overwhelmingly would tell someone, like, I would buy my car again. I would not go back and buy something different. Very much happy with it. But there are things about it you're like, man, I wish this or that. I just don't know anyone driving around a Cybertruck, if you actually would you spend that money again to buy that ugly hunk of crap, especially now with everything that goes along with it?
I think the archetype that bought that doesn't give a rip.
Yeah, they're just...
And thinks they're super cool. That's how Out to Lunch people who thought that was a good buy are.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't think there's anybody that regrets buying that thing.
Really?
No.
I just... There's one person in my neighborhood, and I see it in their driveway, and I kind of linger a little bit when I'm walking the dog because I want to see him.
Have you been in one?
No.
I haven't either.
And that's my thing. I want to see the person come out so I can be like, oh, hey, how do you like that thing? I don't know a single person that owns one. I've never talked to anyone that owns one, and I would like an honest, like, hey, what do you think of that? And maybe they'll be like, oh, it's great. I'm like, political crap aside, do you like that? Because I just... They're big, they're cumbersome. I've heard they're not very well built, and they just, again, ugliest. The Pontiac Aztec looks like a 66 Mustang compared to that hunk of crap.
I agree.
And like everything is like glued on, like bumpers like fall off of them. They're not even like...
Yeah, they just had a big recall because of that.
Yeah, they're just, everything you read, although maybe that's fake news, and they're really the most reliable and greatest car known to man. I don't know.
Here's a text that said, we ordered some Cybertrucks for work. When they came in the building, quality was so bad, we refused them.
Yeah, I... Is it about one of the Lightning and the... is it the Rivian?
Yeah, the Rivian. Rivian truck.
Yeah, those get... I think those are kind of weird looking, but people...
My buddy has a Rivian SUV. He loves it.
They say those are like the most tech savvy... Like, if you're a tech bro, like, that's the one you buy. Yeah, it's like... more tech features than you know what to do with.
Well, and I think it's way less cumbersome than a Cyber... Like, Cybertrucks, imagine parking that thing regularly?
Yeah, I they're just...
Is it longer than a truck?
Looks huge.
When I see them, they just look...
It's like a boat.
They look ungodly large.
When you can't really see anyone... Like, what's weird about it is when you see them... Because I'm like you, I'm like, who's in that?
Yeah.
What kind of douchebag is driving that? And you want to see in there, and you can't see in there.
Uh-uh.
The windows are small.
I just
tinted out.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I wanted to buy an EV, so I drove. I didn't drive I was not going to buy a Tesla. That is one thing. I never drove one. That was not my... I'm not buying one.
Why not?
I don't know. I just decided that I was not going to buy a Tesla.
I love Tesla.
I did not love Tesla, and I was not going to buy one.
Make America great,
but
bitch.
I test drove, I want to say every... probably 90% of EVs that were available on the market, I just wanted to see. I wanted to see what was out there. And it's such a wide variety of vehicles. And I don't want to say which one, but I drove one, and it was the worst design car that I'd ever been in. And when the guy and me were taking the test drive, he goes, what do you think? And I was like, honestly? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, this is the worst. I said, I think I've driven 15 of your competitors. And he goes, yeah, no one buys these. He goes, in fact, I don't think they're going to make more of them. And I was like, why didn't you tell me that before we went on the test drive? He's like, I don't know, man. He's like,
maybe you really like it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you,
I'm not talking you out of it.
You couldn't see out of the back window. It was a hunk of crap. It was just so poorly designed. And that's what I want to know. Like, when you ride in one of those Teslas, is it like that? Or are you like, this may be the ugliest thing, but it's the most comfortable and best driving car I've ever driven?
Didn't Baby Billy pull up in a Cybertruck?
Yeah, Baby Billy's got one. You're going to Bible Bonkers in his new episode of Teenages.
Yeah, somebody said they put Tesla in gemstones, but nobody can agree on why. Shock value, a statement on their political stance or the family. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's
a conversation.
It seems like a loud, gaudy megachurch type thing to have.
Absolutely. I think it fits exactly with the personality that they portray on that show.
Yes. Because when I think of Cybertruck, I definitely think of big, overabundant business owner, loves America, and you're doing it to own the libs.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong. Again, maybe they're just awesome cars.
Yeah, I just feel like, balls, yeah!
I feel like you bought that to own the libs. I really do. You're like, yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
America, yeah! But it's an EV still, so like, you're kind of a soy boy, but you're buying an EV to own the libs, and I told you, you dumb bitch!
Well, I was perusing studyfinds.org, one of my favorite websites, last night, Jace.
And we'll get to that after the break.
And I found two... I'm just teasing. Teasing ahead. I'm just doing my job here. Why'd you do that?
That's a tease. That's where you're doing a little tickle. That's a little tease.
Right in the butt.
Why are you going there? Hey, hey, hey.
I found two of interest. One is... what is the one thing that radically changes how people view their careers? And the states where people are living no longer than they did in the 1900s.
Looking at you, Mississippi.
That's next on The Fan. All right, now to studyfinds.org, a fine website that curates studies from all across the globe.
Talk about our depressing careers.
Oh, you want to do that one first?
Oh, I thought that's the...
oh, I can do that one.
There's multiple?
Well, I got two. Yes. Did you not hear my tease? My electric tease?
I was only focused on trying to make sense of this, what I call a career.
Yeah. You and I guess we do have careers.
I don't know.
What is the definition of a career?
A career is just... It's a long-term job.
A job that you don't change frequently.
Yeah. This is what we do. Imagine going back out into the workforce at this point. You're like, well, what have you done for the last 20 years? How do you feel about fart drops?
Doesn't a career have to have upward mobility?
No.
Right? Because a job, I think it does.
I think a career is, it's a salaried position. It's not hourly.
But I think you have to be able to climb.
I don't think, like, because you can have a career in sales where you're always a rep. You're just always an ad exec.
True.
I mean, you might go from company to company, but you're not climbing into management necessarily.
I think a career is merely, you got a 401k, you got dental, you're not changing. Well, and if you are changing, it's in the same industry.
Yeah, I think it's a sustained job in one field.
I have Delta Dental.
And it's not even, I don't even think it's a sustained job, or a sustained company. It's
just being in the same field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a doctor, it's a career because you're always going to be a doctor. Like, Colin Coward has moved to many different radio organizations, but he's a career radio man.
This says a career is a long-term professional journey focused on a particular field, industry, and skill set. It involves a series of jobs, roles, and experiences that contribute to an individual's professional growth and advancement.
There you go.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's a little bit more like what I was describing as opposed to like just a job. It's like the same thing. Clock in, clock out type of thing.
Well,
if
you're a cashier at the Piggly Wiggly, that's not a career.
That's a job.
It's a job.
Exactly.
This is a career, what we're doing.
Well, take that as a compliment.
Not all that different than the Piggly Wiggly baggers.
No, it's not.
They make conversation too.
But there is one thing.
Bartenders.
That leads people to dramatically shift their work values. Moving away from status, money, and career ambition towards purpose-driven work and meaningful connections.
Is this purpose-driven, what we're doing here?
No, I think that if we had one of these, we would move more towards purpose-driven work.
Okay.
Like you would start a charity or something.
No, I'm not starting a charity. That sounds like far too much work.
We have fun on purpose. Does that count?
No.
You have any guesses?
What's the one thing? Some sort of health scare.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say like a cancer. I'm guessing that nothing changes your perspective quite like you have cancer.
Near-death experience is what leads people to dramatically shift their work values.
Sure.
Most participants either changed careers or redefined how they approach their jobs, prioritizing spiritual fulfillment, empathy, and authenticity over external success. The study even suggests that those who haven't had a near-death experience might benefit from adopting similar values, focusing less on productivity metrics and more on meaningful work, relationships, and personal well-being.
Yeah. I mean, there's... This is the age-old thing, right? Are rich people happy? And, you know, and if they're not happy, is it because they spent that much time working? But then you go talk to a rich person, and they're like, "Well, I've owned three homes," and, you know, to the poor person, you know, that seems like the greatest life in the world. I think that is probably an age-old struggle, because saying that money doesn't make you happy sounds like something that's a lot easier to say when you have money.
But it's not all about money. I mean, you can still have a great career and just, you know, live a nice little life.
Yeah.
You don't have to be rich to have a great career.
Yes.
Jason, it's not just about the rich.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know lots of wealthy people that are miserable a-holes. But I ask the question, are they miserable a-holes because they're rich, or are they just miserable a-holes because that's who they are,
well, again,
and whether they had money or not?
I mean, I think I'm talking more about the guy who's just... He's a career, let's say he's a career program director in radio.
Sure.
And he is not rich.
Yeah.
But he gets fulfillment out of that career. Mm-hmm. He loves it. It's his passion.
Yes.
Does he really need a near-death experience to change his perspective on his... Like, now, what you're talking about are, like, the people who will stop at nothing to succeed, whatever definition of success those people have.
Yes.
For a lot of people, it's money. Mm-hmm. For other people, it's just status or whatever. And those people, I think, sometimes have a screw loose. You know?
Yeah, like it... Well, in order to be a billionaire...
And those are the people that I think a near-death experience would bring back down to earth.
Yeah. I think in order to reach those levels, you probably have to step on some backs and probably have to be wired a certain way. And yes, I do think something like that could make a monumental shift. But again, I think I'm going to step back from my career. I think to the person that's grinding day in and day out, that's a little bit of an insult, because you can say that money's not important. You can take a step back because you've achieved enough where you can do that. Where I'm not certain if the person that's grinding every day has that affordability. So again, I think this is all, there's varying levels to this. Because I think the idea is that if you do something that, what is it? Like, if you find something you love every day, you never go to work, right? Which is fine, but if that was the case and you decided that you were going to run away to some island somewhere and you were going to, like, you know... I don't know, like be a surf guide or something, but you made like $9 a day and you're like, I live the most fulfilling life in the world until like you have some sort of medical emergency and you have no money to pay for it. And all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, maybe I should have taken this more seriously. Like there's a lot of balance in these sorts of things. I just think sometimes we make these big sweeping statements and it's easier to say one way or another, poor or rich. When in the reality of the world, I think it's definitely more shades of gray.
Well, I tend to agree, but it's just, I don't know. I don't think we should need a near-death experience for us to focus on the right things.
I would agree.
You know?
And someone saying, who gets to define purpose-driven work? I think that's probably you.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you are doing something that's completely meaningless to other people, but to you, you get a great sense of satisfaction out of it, then that's purpose-driven work. It's like I talk about all the time. You see people on the side of the road waving like the Ukraine flag, or I mentioned there's a guy out in Damascus. Every Saturday, he just stands out on that Highway 212 with a Trump flag.
Yeah.
That's all he does. He's out there for at least for 3 hours, because I see him when I'm coming and I see him when I'm leaving.
I love Tesla.
I don't understand what that guy's doing, but to him, he has to get something out of it. That has to be a purpose-driven thing, and maybe he goes home, and that's the best 3 hours of his week, and if that's the case, then him waving that flag is phenomenal. If he gets something out of it, even though everyone else may be like, dude, you're an idiot, to that guy, maybe he's doing that. He's doing
that's
great
true.
Things.
Compare that guy to the high-up CEO guy who's a miserable a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, who's a better guy? Who's a worse guy?
It's tough to know. But you're nothing probably gains perspective like life and death, right? When you're on your deathbed or you face a near death or you lose a loved one, I mean, Because at the end of the day, no one's getting out of here alive. No one's getting out of here alive.
Wait, really? What?
Well, and they always say, like, what is the old, like, no one's ever been on their deathbed and says, I wish I had spent more time at work. But at the same time, if the guy worked really hard and then that led him to have amazing experience in his life and he traveled all over the world and he got to do all these cool things because he worked really hard, does that guy regret spending time climbing the ladder? Because it also led to some really, really great opportunities that he wouldn't have had he not worked. So that's why I'm saying, I think sometimes it's a little disingenuous to be like, you know, just find something you love and don't worry about it. Everything else will take care of itself.
Would you like the top five regrets people make on their deathbed?
Absolutely.
From a nurse?
Yeah.
Number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. She says this is a surprisingly common one. Many people did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm surprised that's only number five.
Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Often they would not truly realize the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks.
Yeah.
Number three, I wish I had had the courage to express my feelings. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they settled for a mediocre existence. Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah.
It never became who they were truly capable of becoming.
Okay.
Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard.
There you go.
Look at that.
Yeah.
This came from every male patient that I nursed. Yeah. They missed the children's youth and their parents' companionship. Women also spoke of this regret, but as most were from an older generation, many of the female patients had not been breadwinners. And number one, I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. This was the most common regret of all.
Broad one, but yeah, I can see that.
When people realize that their life is almost over and look back clearly upon it, it is easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people have not honored even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made.
I bet you that I was thinking what number one would be is I wasted my life, which kind of fits in line with...
Same idea,
right?
My mom was at the bedside for a lot of deaths. She worked in oncology for 20 years, and she said that overwhelmingly the number one thing is that people wish that they had made up with others, whether that be friends, whether that be family, that they regretted that they didn't make things right with somebody.
I'm going to go with the Ron Swanson. On my deathbed, I want my two ex-wives brought to me, so that I can use my dying breath to tell them to go to hell one last time. Oh, Ron.
All right. A big, giant U.S. life expectancy study, and it shows some bad stuff for some states. That's next on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back to studyfinds.org. I found this interesting, that in a massive study of data.
We love our data.
Much like I do on a nightly basis with sports.
Take that for data.
They examined, this study examined 179 million deaths across the U.S. from 1969 to 2020.
That's a lot of deaths.
Yeah. And it reveals how deeply geography determines health trajectories in America. Hmm. For example, and this is to me is quite shocking. Researchers analyzing mortality data said that a baby girl born in Oklahoma today might live only a few months longer than one born in 1900.
That seems almost impossible.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I do know that where you live has a giant... I mean, look, this doesn't come down to where you live. It just comes down to... It's rich and poor. So when you live in a state that has a lot of poverty and it's rural and you don't have access to health care, you die early. I mean, so I think that's more of a socioeconomic thing, well, but that makes sense.
They're saying the contrast there is New York, where female life expectancy has jumped over 20 years.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma versus New York, life expectancy for a female, 20-year difference.
I'd be interested in...
That's crazy.
Average, what would you say? Average income for Oklahoma versus average income for New York.
Well, hold on. Let's get through some of these states, because one of the things that they talk about in here are just factors like access to healthcare, like you're stating, but also state law, state laws and things like tobacco control or environmental laws or regulations to help people. Water is a big one. So they're saying that I'm looking here. Let me get you some states, because I see your little fingers there ready to Google.
Well, I just wanted to look it up. Like and I know the cost of living, but the average average income in Oklahoma is like $28,000, and in New York it's $44,000.
Yeah, let me get you the full list here. So here are... Okay, so life expectancy by birth year. The biggest contrast is New York. In 1900, it was 60, and this is for females. In 2000, it was 87.8.
So that's a...
That's crazy.
That is.
California is 2, District of Columbia is 3, Massachusetts is 4, Washington 5, and Oregon 6. So we have basically 20 years. We live 20 years longer if we were born today in 2000 than we were in 1900.
What the hell is Oklahoma? Because I looked up like poverty rate, because I thought this would just be dollars and cents, but the poverty rate in Oklahoma is like 50% less than the poverty rate in New York.
Well, there you go.
Which is
it's odd.
Which is weird, because you make less money, but the poverty rate is way higher in New York. Like almost 30% of people living in New York live below the poverty line.
That's why I don't know that it is all just
that's why I was
economic.
Just
But the bottom 10 are Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, Alabama. You see a pattern?
Yeah, it's all southern
states. West Virginia. And Mississippi.
Yeah, and this may just come down to, again...
That's really it.
Socioeconomic, social norms, fatty foods, rural, no access to health care. I mean, you think about all the little towns in those states. How many of those people have never seen a doctor? Or it's been years? Whereas I think if you live more in a more urban setting... I just think you can stumble across
Well,
a healthcare provider.
And it's not just seeing a doctor, it's how much better the care is.
Yes.
I mean, my dude, I grew up in Salina, Kansas. Yeah. And I this is no knock on any of the specialists that my parents see or anything.
But
boy,
not,
it is alarming when I go out there. And I've been out there for several my dad's surgeries or just different things that have happened.
Yeah.
And dude,
no one has ever said the following. I have a major procedure and I'm going to Salina, Kansas to get it done.
It's never happened. It's just like if something bad happens, I don't know. It's just it's a layered thing.
Yeah. Well, I do know that some of those rural places, they are desperate. Places like Wyoming, Montana, they are desperate for doctors. I mean, they will offer doctors.
They pay you better.
They pay you better. They offer you free land and they give you free, like a free building to work in because they don't have health care. And I know that's a big deal too with like, the maternity rate, like maternity deaths. Like it's way, way higher in those places.
So they're saying like California is really high on the list. Yeah. I mean, California, you can't use the wealth thing because there's a lot of rich people, but there are a lot of the poor. Yeah. So in California, they're saying one of the biggest things for them was they were the early adopter of the workplace smoking restrictions. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that by changing that in 1995, that helped reduce smoking rates and improve mortality outcomes. Because a lot of this comes back to parents who smoke exposing their small children to that. Yeah. A lot of it is what you are exposed to when you are very little. And smoking is a big one.
Yeah.
Tobacco control laws are a big one that do kind of show some parallels here in this study, in California being a main one.
The biggest one is just those. Every one of those states that you read, it's right out of central casting. They're all from the same, it's all the same area. There's no outliers.
But I think it's cool that you know, if you were born in Oregon in 1900, mm-hmm. you will live 20 years, or on average,
20 years longer.
20 years longer if born in 2000.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty cool. That seems about right.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely stunning.
And sad.
And very sad that in certain southern states like Oklahoma, a baby girl born in 1900 is living no longer than 2000. That is crazy to me.
It's ridiculous. And it's happening in your backyard.
But it's a lot of it is, again, their own policies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure it out. I know we're eating kale out here in Oregon, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe not.
Pretty healthy.
Yeah. And again, it's a nuanced conversation, but it's sad that where you're born can make such an impact in 2025 about 20 years.
It
my
is,
God.
But you also, I know it's crazy, but you also don't have to, like, I don't know, there's. It's not everybody that's born in Oklahoma.
No.
Like, they figure it out. Like, the information's out there. It's not like it's that hard to find.
But I just think if you've ever spent any time down south, someone said, like, you know, the SEC, it means more. SEC healthcare, it means less.
I think food is a big one there.
Yeah.
You've been down there.
It's just.
How much food they give you?
Yep. Huge portions, and it's not good.
No, you can't get anything healthy on menus down there.
No.
Generally speaking.
And again, I think sometimes too, it's stacked on. It's like what's passed on to you. And I think there is a level of mistrust and hesitation about going to doctors. You know, it was never part of the culture. Daddy didn't trust him. I don't trust him. Grandpappy didn't trust him. Home remedies and
Grandpappy.
Yeah.
Who never wore shorts.
Yeah. I don't need fancy book learned doctors telling me how to live my life.
Did you ever see your granddad in shorts?
No.
Neither did I.
Newell K. Brown did not wear...
Grown man, take your pants off?
No, that didn't happen.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we gotta go. We gotta make way for a real show.
That's right.
Hot corner.
The great Joe Fisher. And the even greater or less great, depending on what you think of him, Patrick Harris.
Yeah. And don't forget Schultzy.
Schultzy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Little corn pop in there.
They're coming up next. Yeah, we were talking about our grandfathers.
You blew my mind with that.
Yeah. They just never wore shorts.
No.
And they also, you were mentioning too, they didn't wear t-shirts or anything comfortable. My grandfather wore, well, one of them, wore overalls.
Yes.
The other one, he did wear t-shirts. They lived in Texas. It was kind of hot. He'd wear t-shirts like at night.
Yeah.
It was like his undershirt from his work shirt. He was a lawyer.
Yeah.
So he would take off his collared shirt and then he'd have his undershirt on. But he never had shorts on. It was always pants.
Newell Brown, I never saw in shorts. In fact, you blew my mind because thinking about it, I never saw him in a pair of sweatpants. And I never saw him in a t-shirt. Newell was either wearing work clothes, he loved his overalls, or he would strip everything down and he wore the Mormon garments. Like when he was at home, that's just what it was, a one-piecer. He wore one-piece underwear. And that was there was no middle ground. It was either he's ready to work or here's my onesie and this is what we're doing. In fact, it was weird because sometimes he would come home and he would change into overalls to like lay around the house and take naps.
Is there an age where even today, you as a man don't want to wear shorts? Like, will we get to that point? Because I'm not at that point.
I love shorts.
I love shorts too. I'm a shorts flip flops kind of guy.
Yeah.
That said, am I going to have an awakening in 10 years where I'm turning into Gramps? I can't wear shorts.
No more short pants.
Now, I think there's two things at play here. One, it just feels like it's the more traditional thing to wear pants. But also, aren't old people really cold? So is that more of a reason to wear pants?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Because I'm not going to start wearing like more pants during the spring or summertime all of a sudden. I don't know why that would change. Like, my sensibilities aren't changing.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of... Maybe not when it's super hot golfing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I kind of like to wear only pants golfing now.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Only
you've become golf pants guy.
I'm golf pants guy.
I do. So by the way, it's like 80 out at Langdon. You're still rocking a pair.
Like I said, when it's hot, no. But I don't often play in super hot weather.
What's the cutoff temperature wise?
70.
I will say that a lot of the country club bros, because I hang out at my buddy's country club. They're especially pants. The older guys, they're pants.
They're pants. Yeah. I don't know, there's
and now we've got a lot of these like really lightweight like golf pants.
Joggers even?
Yeah, right. The joggers.
Yeah, you could do joggers. I don't do that.
But. In fact, I've kind of gone the other way. I used to be almost 100% jeans guy. I very rarely wear jeans.
Me too.
Same. I almost never wear them anymore. It's usually just like a
they're too
pair
thick.
Of pants.
Yeah. They're too big.
And I have a couple pair of like kind of stretchy jeans, but I still don't wear them very often. I just don't wear a lot of jeans.
Well, the pant technology has come a long way.
We're living in a golden era.
Really are. Do you think Gramps would look cool in some joggers?
Well, I'll tell you what, Newell would slap you. If you tried to give Newell a pair of joggers, I'm not kidding, dude. That dude would backhand you with like his like class ring.
Yeah, I got that. Zany soccer shorts.
Yeah, he wouldn't put up with that crap for 2 seconds.
Well, it's a different time.
That man was a Pendleton man.
Everybody have a great night. Coming up next is Hot Corner with Harris, Schultze, and Fish. We're back tomorrow on 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.